All right, so our listener Laura is letting her bitter Betty friends kind of get into her head with regards to her husband who just turned 40, kind of experiencing what she thinks is a midlife crisis.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
First off, love your show. Been a faithful listener for years.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm hoping you can help me. My husband and I had a total whirlwind romance. Met last year, got married pretty quickly, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
We both figured life's short, so why wait? Well, he turned 40 this year, and ever since, he's been checking all the midlife crisis boxes. He joined a basketball league, bought a motorcycle, signed up for cooking classes, and now he's in the gym every single day.
Oh.
Like, he's completely changed how he eats and seems really focused on getting into the best shape of his life.
Sounds good.
At first, I thought it was actually kind of cool. People picking up new hobbies all the time, and I was happy he seemed excited about something.
Mm-hmm.
But then my girlfriends started planting seeds in my head. They kept telling me, these are all warning signs and that I need to watch him closely because this is how it starts.
Oh.
And he's probably doing this for another woman.
Oh.
I admit my girlfriends are all bitter Bettys, but still, I can't stop wondering what's next. So I finally asked him why he suddenly become so serious about fitness. And he said, I'm doing it for you. I want to believe him because he's never given me a reason to not. But the truth is, he's completely different than the guy I met a year ago. And I'm having a hard time separating normal midlife changes from actual red flags.
Okay.
So I'm letting my friends get inside my head. Is that the thing? Or are these kinds of changes something I should pay closer attention to?
Okay. So it does sound like, by her own admission, that she maybe doesn't know him super well.
Right.
Like, she says they met.
Yes.
And got married last year.
Right. So.
So maybe this is part of him. Like, maybe he was already in kind of a weird phase in his life when she met him. And this is more his normal. And he's like, doing it for you. Maybe he had a scare or something that, he hasn't told you about. Like, he went to the doctor and it was like, hey, your blood pressure is super high. You got to figure that out. You know, I took a half a semester of pre-med, Kelly. I don't know if you know that.
Was that what Dr. Ben would have sounded like?
I've already practiced my bedside mannerisms.
Hey, your blood pressure's getting a lot out of control. You got to get a handle on
that. Hey, you know, 120 over 80 is what normal's supposed to be. You ain't on that. Better get that all figured out.
Thank God you didn't become a doctor. Ha! You come in with your little coffee cup and
I'm like, nah, well, let's see. I got good news and bad news. What you want first?
Wow.
I'll tell you what, this is a good cup of coffee. That's the good news. All right, here we go.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I don't know if I'm jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, maybe not.
These are
like,
all red
maybe
flags.
Not right now.
He says he's doing it for you.
Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, as someone that has been in that stage of life, there comes like a certain little panic that says, it's like, oh, I got to start doing a little bit more now to hang on to the youth and keep the energy up and all that kind of stuff. It could literally be just that. Now, if other things start happening,
sure.
Starts taking phone calls and
not
private.
Showing you his phone. Like, I don't know how.
There's other things that make you start getting suspicious.
I mean,
maybe.
a lot of people are already jumping in kind of on the text in the comments and saying, hey, why don't you join his gym?
Yes. Join the effort.
Yeah.
Let him motivate you.
Mm.
Jump on the fitness train. Toot, toot.
All right, 502-795-1997. Is red flag, or is this just like caution, or is this no big deal? All right. Let us know, especially your experience. If you've got a voice note, if you've got a take, send us a voice note.
Yes, 502-795-1997.
So our listener, Laura, letting her bitter Betty friends get into her head because of her husband, who she just met and married last year, is kind of going through a little change in her eyes, going to the gym, bought a motorcycle, he's going to cooking classes, doing things, and her friends are all in her ear going,
You better watch out.
He's doing it for another woman. Else.
Yeah, it's not you.
That's what we imagine the Bitter Betty sound like.
There's chattering, chattering, chattering.
Absolutely.
Got a text from a listener. Could be that he gets the confidence from getting into shape and then finds the side piece,
okay,
too.
That's great.
Oof.
Oh, this is not helping. Lisa, as quickly as you jumped into this relationship, you don't even know him. Kind of crazy to assume it's not normal for him. Well, I don't think he's cheating.
Yeah.
I will say they always say they're doing it for you. Be supportive, but cautious.
Now, Mike on Facebook is like, look, jump into it with him.
Yeah.
Go to the cooking classes.
Yes.
Cheer on the basketball league. Go to the basketball league. Ride the motorcycle with him.
If he doesn't want you to be a part of any of those things,
then,
that's a red flag.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. Like,
yes.
If he's like, no, I do this to get away. I just want to cook so I can surprise you.
Pamela says it's his midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. There are men that go through this. Some men don't. Women cry. And we look for gray hairs and wrinkles. Mm. It's no big deal. He may even buy a little sports car.
I want to do that.
Life is funny. Your husband turned 40, the magic number. It's a good thing he's going to the gym. You should go with him.
Yeah.
You never said your age, so I figured you're much younger. When you hit 40, you're just about halfway to that point. I'm 64. And once I hit 60, I want my husband of 37 years to be more attentive and just have more attention.
Yeah.
I've been on this earth longer than I have left.
Oh, gosh.
So don't let your friends get in your head. Just tell them that you would appreciate the negativity to stop. You have to believe and trust in him.
Okay.
Invest in yourself.
Yeah, so I think we're all kind of saying, look, this isn't a red flag yet.
No.
Definitely dive in with him. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if he has a objection to that, then that might be.
Yeah, because this is going to be a great way to get to know him, too, because said you just met him last year.
Sure.
You got married. It's a whirlwind romance. So this is a great opportunity to get to know him on a different level.
Yeah. And find more things that you guys can do together and join him in this.
Maybe have in common. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Don't be freaked out too much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Keep us posted. Let us know what happens. That is group therapy.